Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about two new smartphones from Samsung in the premium segment. Now, these are the Galaxy S10 Lite and the Galaxy Note 10 Lite. Now, these two smartphones are interesting because this is the first time we've seen what some may call a watering down of the premium S-series brand and the Note series brand. So, the S10 Lite and the Note 10 Lite, as the name suggests, could be called stripped down versions of the flagships from last year, and that is why these are interesting, because these two phones are now in the sub 40,000 rupee price segment and they're taking on the OnePlus 7T. So to talk about these two phones, we have the people who have reviewed these two devices here with us. First is our deputy reviews editor, Rodin Serejo.
What's up?
And we also have our resident Android expert and champ of all things Talk Android, Aditya Shenoy.
Hello guys, what's up?
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So first, just to clarify certain things, Rodin is the one who reviewed the S10 Lite, yep. And Aditya is the one who reviewed the Note 10 Lite. And the S10 Lite review has been published at the time of this recording, so in case you listen to this podcast a little early, you can just go to gadgets360.com and check that out. The Note 10 Lite review will probably be published on the day of this recording, which is February 20th, or one day after that, so you can just, you know, wait for a bit and check that out as well, in case you want to see camera samples and get other in-depth information which we will not share on this podcast, so that you can, you know, have some motivation to go to the site as well. Okay, so first let's start by talking about the direction that Samsung has taken with these two smartphones. Now, on the one side, we have a good thing, which is the S10 and Note 10 Lite series is getting some of the best features of these two phones, such as that stylus, the same power that you had in the two phones at a much lower price. On the other hand, like I said before, I do feel that in a bit to take on OnePlus, they are cutting down some of the premium aspects of these devices, such as no IP rating for water and dust resistance, and you also are missing out on this really nice and premium build quality that we've seen with some of the flagship Samsung devices. So where do you guys stand on this? Do you think it's a good thing that Samsung is doing this to take on OnePlus, or do you think that it's going to hurt them in the long run?
No, I definitely think it is a very good move and a long overdue move from Samsung, because if you see, they have their flagship and now their budget segment pretty sorted, right? The new A series and M series are pretty good. They have always been leading with the flagship S series, but they've sort of never had anything in between, and that is where OnePlus has sort of, you know, dominated, and it's taken advantage of that, you know, the lack of the any good presence from Samsung. So I think this is a way of Samsung to try and maybe tap into that segment, maybe steal some of the limelight from OnePlus. And I mean, you know, it is definitely like, it is a watered down version. On one hand, it does look like maybe a more premium version of the A series also. You could maybe look at it that way, both these phones. Yes, they've had to, you know, strip down some of the features like wireless charging and the IP rating. But then again, most phones around that price, like even the OnePlus 7T, doesn't really have any official IP rating.
Or wireless charging.
It neither has wireless charging. So in that respect, you know, they've sort of, it's not the worst thing that it's, they have had to strip it down, but I'm guessing, you know, also to hit that price point and while still keeping the brand value and everything into perspective. I think they've done a pretty good job, at least for the S10 Lite. I haven't spent too much time with the Note 10 Lite, but at least as far as the S10 Lite is concerned, I was pretty happy with the phone.
Yeah, true that. Now, Aditya, before you, like, yeah, you know, talk about your point, I just wanted to raise a couple of things here. You mentioned something about like the phones are not as premium as the S10 series and the Note 10 series.
Yeah, in the sense, like, so they are built well, but again, you don't have a glass back, at least on the S10 Lite, and it's just something about it doesn't look all that bad, but when you actually hold it and, you know, when you're actually using it, it doesn't feel as premium as, let's say, the S10 series is, yeah, what I would say.
Yeah, exactly. So your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say it's not a very good move on Samsung's part. I have an exactly opposite opinion here, primarily because the Galaxy S series and the Note series are like their flagship devices. And when you water it down, you know, for someone who's paying top money for the real thing, he would be like, okay, why do you have another variant, another device that is so much cheaper? It kind of dilutes the value of the S series and the Note series. So I don't think that it's a very good move to bring in light versions. What they could have done is could have brought in a new series, probably an R series or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
There are 26 letters in the alphabet, so yeah, you can,
exactly,
choose anything.
So they currently have the M, A, S and the Note series. And yeah, that's about it. So they can bring in more series. And the main reason behind it is, you know, when you put a particular smartphone in a particular series, you kind of expect certain features from it. Like, you know, both of us have written that in our reviews as well, that you kind of expect that premium build quality. And this is a point that has come up multiple times even now. So premium build quality is something that is missing. Even when it comes to, you know, features like IP rating, wireless charging, this is something you would expect from a smartphone in the Galaxy S series and the Note series. So if you're giving it a light branding kind of a thing, take something else away, because it's about the experience. People are paying, you know, top dollar for, one, the experience, and second, the hardware. And in this case, I would say that, okay, the Galaxy S10 Lite has got the hardware to quite an extent. The Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 is, well, acceptable. It's not cutting edge, it's not the most powerful, but again, it's not a very old processor, neither is it very weak. But when you look at the choice of processor that Samsung has done for the Note 10 Lite, that's the Exynos 9810, which was powering the Samsung Galaxy S9, which is a 2-year-old flagship. So I don't see the point of, you know, using a 2-year-old processor for a smartphone you're going to charge 40,000 rupees for. And okay, you know, I kind of agree that the processor is not too slow. Well, you won't notice any lag or stutter when you're using it for your day-to-day activity and stuff. It is capable enough of doing it. But one look at the benchmark itself. So just to bring up a little bit of numbers, the Snapdragon 855 in the Galaxy S10 Lite, I think it managed to score around 463 points in AnTuTu. And if I were to talk about, say, the Note 10 Lite, it managed 304,000 points. So 463,000 points versus 304,000 points. So it's a huge difference, and it kind of gives you an idea of how different these two smartphones really are. And I'm comparing these two smartphones primarily because the software is identical. There's nothing else that is different. So you still get the same One UI on both these smartphones. So with the Note 10 Lite, I would say that, you know, it's not a very good move, because if I had to buy a smartphone with a 9810, I might as well wait for a Galaxy Note 9 on a deal, because that will still give me a premium build quality glass back. It'll give me a Quad HD panel. It'll give me the S Pen with all its features. Some of them are missing here on the Note 10 Lite. So that way, I think it wasn't a very wise move to go with, placing these two phones in the S and the Note series respectively. I think they should have used a different alphabet, a completely new series.
Yeah, true that. So just to add a couple of quick points here, the Galaxy S9, as of the time of this recording, is available in a sale on Flipkart for 22,999. So 23,000 rupees.
So the exact same processor is something you can get for 22,999. And you also get One UI, because they are going to be updating it with, and a premium build quality, IP rating, wireless charging. So I'm not sure why would someone...
The point you made about older Samsung Note series phones being available on a deal at some point in the near future, that's probably a better bet than getting the Note 10 Lite, at least based on what you said. One more thing to add here is that the competition is OnePlus 7T, which is available at a slightly lower price than the Note 10 Lite and the S10 Lite. And the build quality you get with that is really premium. That frosted glass back that you get once you hold the phone, it feels like a phone that should cost more than its list price. And on the other hand, you have these phones, the S10 and the Note 10 Lite, which honestly, like, while they are both good looking and they, you know, feel decent, like you said, it's not like they feel premium. Like when I hold the S20, for example, or the S10, now you've had an experience with S20, right, recently, Royden? Yeah. So when you hold those devices and then when you come to the lights, it's not anywhere close. So I could say that with the OnePlus 7T, you will get a feel that you would get in the latest flagships, which cost much more, but you won't get the same thing with this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think like the OnePlus 7T, for example, I think the company has just nailed the design on that. Like, it feels really, really premium, way above what it actually costs. And that is something that is just missing from the S10 Lite. Even though it tries to mimic like a glass back and like, you know, premium look, but you know, like after a week of using it, at the bottom of the phone, the back is like laminated plastic, or what Samsung calls glass stick. And essentially, it was like there was a whole bunch of hairline scratches that I noticed at the back of the phone after just a week of using it, and it wasn't even like rough or rigorous usage.
Thankfully, there's a case in the box.
Yes, there is a case in the box, so I guess you can sort of, you know.
Yeah, but then that case is quite a cheapy feeling case, if I may say so.
I mean, it's a free case, and it's a silicone case, so you can't really expect much from it. But yeah, so coming back to it, yeah, so that's one thing that I found kind of a little disappointing. I mean, given that it's carrying forward the S10 name, is that it doesn't really feel like an S10, more like a slightly more premium A series.
True that. So that is, again, you know, one of the major problems I have. Now, with the S10 Lite, still, I'm not worrying that much, because in terms of performance, it still has only last year's processor, the Snapdragon 855. Yeah. After that, we've had the 855 Plus, which adds a bit in terms of speed and performance. But, you know, it's not going to be a sea change between those two. If you are like looking at day-to-day usage and basic games that most people will play, such as PUBG and all of that. But what I will say here is that the Note 10 Lite definitely looks a lot weaker now that Aditya has made his point. Now, with the S10 Lite, you'll still get roughly the same performance that you got with the S10, right? Yep. But with the Note 10 Lite, since the processor is older, and this is one device which has been marketed as one targeted at productivity enthusiasts. So all the features that the stylus brings in, you can open multiple windows and you can like do 10 things at a time on this device if you want to. All those things sort of go out of the window when you choose an older processor. Now, today, the device may work fine, but let's say 1 year down the line, for people who've paid 40,000 rupees, the experience may not be as smooth as it is right now.
Yeah, and not only that, they will be having a three-year-old processor at that point. So that is something you need to consider as well. So, you know, when you look at the S Pen, and the S Pen stylus is, I think, one of the main reasons, and it could be one of the main draws for a lot of people to go for the Note 10 Lite as well, because when you're looking at a premium smartphone with the stylus, and if you're looking at something on a budget, you're not going to get it, because you either have it on the extreme low end or it's the flagship Note series itself. Apart from that, there's nothing in between. So for them, I think the move was to introduce something that would, you know, people don't really have to spend more than, say, 70,000 rupees for a brand new device. And, you know, this simply enables them to go ahead and buy it. So the main advantage that this phone has is because it packs in 6GB of RAM for the base version and 8GB of RAM for the higher variant. Multitasking is not going to be an issue, because the RAM enables you to have multiple apps running in the background, and you can also switch actively. However, what I did notice is that if you load heavier apps or games, the load time is a little longer. So if you load the exact same thing on, say, a Snapdragon 855 processor versus the 9810, of course, it does show its age there. But multitasking is feasible. You know, you are not going to face any major issues there. So that way, in terms of your regular basic performance, I think the Note 10 Lite will be able to do the stuff that they promise. But anything more, if you're going to be like a heavy multitasker, or if you're going to be constantly loading heavy apps and stuff, it will take time to load it.
Yeah, that is actually very sad to hear, because the Note series has long been associated with people who are always on the move and working on their phones and are doing things that you would normally do on your laptop or any other computer. And also, I think the Note 10, if I'm not mistaken, was also marketed with that optional accessory, which is the Samsung Dex thing, right? I think you could get a cable and connect it to a laptop and or a monitor, actually.
So what they've done is, I think the Dex is basically built into the phone. So all you need to do is basically just take a Type-C cable, connect it to your laptop. And you do need that Samsung Dex app, on which is available on Windows and Mac. And through that, it basically emulates your phone. So you have like a desktop window open, and you can drag and drop files you know, from your laptop into the phone directly through that emulated window. Is a thing. So, but like earlier, it was essentially the dock, then it turned into a small dongle, and now they've gotten rid of it altogether and basically built the feature into the phone itself. So all you need is a Type-C cable.
Yeah, I'm sure that wouldn't be possible on the Note 10 Lite, right?
Because... No, so I haven't tested it out on the Note 10 Lite, because one, Samsung does not advertise it. Two, the processor, the 9810 itself, is so old. At that point, Dex wasn't available for that.
No, from what I remember. It wasn't available inside the phone, at least.
Yes, inside the phone. So it started with the Galaxy Note 10. Yeah. So it started with the Galaxy Note 10 and the Note 10 Plus, and we've written about it in detail in the Note 10 Plus review. So you can read about it there, but this phone definitely does not. It does not even come pre-installed, because on devices that are capable of doing it, the app Dex itself comes pre-installed. It wasn't the case.
Yeah, so it's really sad to see that. So the points, you know, that's why I actually now can understand your viewpoints when I asked you about the watering down of these brands. So I can see why, Royden, you were a little like positive about the whole change, because the performance on the S10 Lite was not impacted that badly. And I can completely see why Aditya was negative about that experience, because the performance is impacted, and also the Note 10 brand is such where they should not have compromised on the processor. The build quality, etc., we can still say it's just a thing that, you know, people like us care about. For most people, as long as the phone is performing well, it's not going to be that big a problem. And I can maybe make the same case for IP rating, wireless charging, things that traditionally OnePlus buyers have not cared about that much. Yeah. So, but you know, to see it missing on a Note 10 series phone along with the processor is a bit too much of a compromise, in my opinion. I don't think it's worth it to get this phone to get all the stylus features that, you know, you would otherwise be looking forward to. Would you agree with that, Aditya?
Well, I would say if it's only the stylus that you want, then it kind of makes sense. If you're constantly among the ones who would jot everything down on your smartphone, you want it to be transcribed and stuff, then yes, the Note 10 Lite is an affordable way of getting it done. But however, I think the newer phones, I think even Motorola is working on one with the stylus, so that is something you can buy instead.
But what I like is that this is still the newer stylus with Bluetooth, yes. So you can still use it as, yes, like a, you know, remote shutter button for the camera, yeah, as well, which is pretty cool. Like a lot, yeah, of people do want those features, but they don't want to spend 70,000 just for that, yes, thing alone.
Yeah. So and I also kind of see how Samsung has built in that distinguishing factor there, because when you look at, so they call it Air Actions, if I'm not wrong, and when you look at, say, the Galaxy Note 10 Plus, the amount of Air Actions you can do with the stylus is a lot more. So you can change camera modes, you can change the camera, you can change settings as well, but on, you can zoom in, zoom out using the stylus itself. But on the Note 10 Lite, you can only use it as a, you can use it to switch the camera, and you can use it as a shutter button. You cannot swipe zoom in, zoom out.
I think they've given features of the Note 9. They've probably left out the features of the Note 10.
But first, let's come back to the cameras. Now, Aditya, do you want to go first and talk about what we can expect? Because the reason I'm asking this to you first is that I remember we had done a camera comparison test between the iPhone 11 Pro and the Samsung Note 10 Plus, the Galaxy Note 10 Plus. So, yeah, between these two devices, we had been very, very surprised to see that the Note 10 Plus was actually ahead in terms of low light videos and photography at night as well, apart from maybe the night mode, which was slightly better on the 11 Pro. And it was not like, you know, this is the iPhone is basically gone so far ahead that the Note 10 can't catch up. So it was a very surprising result. Even though the Note 10 finished second in that test, it was still very, very close. So anything similar can we expect from the Note 10 Lite?
Well, I'll say that the Note 10 Lite is not running the same race. It's nowhere near. And see, what they've done is, in terms of the camera hardware, they've packed in a triple camera setup. So all three camera sensors. So you have a primary, a wide angle camera, and a telephoto camera, all of them 12 megapixels. And for the selfie, you have a 32 megapixel selfie shooter that's there in a hole punch at the front. So in terms of camera performance, I would say it's strictly average. It does not have the dual pixel focusing technology that these Galaxy S10 and the Note 10 series have. Like the flagships have dual pixel autofocus, which is very quick to focus. This does not have that. So it does take some time occasionally to focus. And apart from that, low light, you know, photography has not been all that great. Of course, with night mode, it does give a very good output. And but, you know, without night mode, it's not all that great. And video especially. So the Note 10 Plus, when I reviewed it, I was honestly surprised with how good it could do low light video. But the Note 10 Lite, it cannot do low light video all that great, because you do get that shimmer effect in the output while it's trying to stabilize. The daylight, it's not going to be much of a problem. You will walk away with a decent shot or a good shot depending on the lighting conditions. But low light, I think, is where it needs you know, some more work. And it's the same for the selfie camera as well. So when you're clicking it outdoors, proper lighting, it gets a, you get a very, very good shot. But indoors, clicking it in artificial lighting or even low light scenarios, the selfie camera also, you know, delivers a strictly average shot.
Yeah, I mean, this is one area where I wish they had absolutely not used the same brand name, because with the same brand name come similar expectations, even though the price is lower, and it's going to hurt them a bit over there. What about the S10 Lite?
So, the S10 Lite was surprisingly good. I wasn't expecting it to be this good because, you know, it is using the same IMX 586 that we've seen on many phones before. But I think Samsung has done their own little, whatever, post-processing algorithms. And the output is actually pretty good. So, we have a 48-megapixel main camera at the back. There's a 12MP wide. And for the first time in any Samsung phone, we have a macro camera. So this one has a 5-megapixel dedicated macro camera here and a 32-megapixel selfie camera. And daytime shots were pretty good, like, you know, from the HDR, from the wide and the main camera. Again, no complaints there. Really good detail, rich colors. HDR was handled very well. No issues there. Even the macro camera was surprisingly good. Like most macro cameras, we have this, you know, constant focus hunting. It's kind of hard to get a good sharp shot when you're that close to a subject. But we didn't have much of an issue here with this. Coming to low light, even the S10 Lite again was very surprising. Like close-ups and even landscapes in low light was really good. Like, you know, colors were good. There was very little noise, very good detail. And did a very good job at exposure. I think the one area where it did sort of falter was in low light video. So it can shoot 4K, and 4K video under good lighting is pretty good, but in low light is a little poor. So that is one area where it's kind of weak. And finally, selfie camera was also surprisingly good. I mean, it's a 32 megapixel camera, but you do get like a pixel binned final output shot of about maybe, I think, 8 to 10 megapixels, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, I mean, pretty good quality in low light. We tested screen flash is pretty powerful. And, you know, skin tones and everything were pretty spot on. So overall, I think very good capable cameras. And I don't think people will be disappointed with the cameras.
So based on what you two have told me, it seems like the Note 10 Lite is a slightly underwhelming device overall, and the S10 Lite is by and large doing fairly well for this price segment. But what do you think about these two phones versus the OnePlus 7T?
So again, you can't really, I mean, the OnePlus 7T definitely offers much better value, because if you see, even the top end version of the OnePlus 7T is still a couple of thousand rupees cheaper than the S10 Lite.
Yeah, right now I think it's going at 35,000 for the base variant and 38 for the higher variant.
For the top end one. Yeah. And for that, you do get, you know, a slightly better camera system. I think OnePlus also includes a telephoto camera on the back. You get, let's say, a 90Hz display, which this the S10 Lite doesn't have. It has a slightly better processor with the 855 Plus. It's got faster charging. And let's see, what else? It's got, it's just a premium.
Yeah, the build quality.
Build quality is pretty good.
No, but when you talk about OnePlus 7T and the Note 10 Lite, I think it would be a little different, because in terms of the, you know, the things on offer itself, the Note 10 Lite offers you a stylus that, you know, is not available on the OnePlus 7T. For someone who wants it for his productivity apps or anything for that matter, if he wants to like jot everything down on a smartphone, the OnePlus 7T is not capable of doing it. So it's a very specific, it's like a purpose-built device, I would say, for that particular price. If someone wants it, that's the only option. And I think that might just be one of the reasons why the Note 10 Lite and the S10 Lite are this different, because the S10 Lite has to compete with the other devices as well in the same price range, because it does not have anything that will help it stand out. Now, the Note 10 Lite has the stylus, which is not available in any other smartphone at that price point. And also the stylus and the other software also has a certain cost associated with it, which when we consider, I think that is the only reason why they had to probably go in for the older processor to justify, you know, offering the stylus at a sub 40,000 rupee price point. So it's, again, like I said, if someone needs a stylus, someone wants a device for, you know, for writing on the smartphone, then probably, yes, the Note 10 Lite is the only smartphone out there at that price.
So with that, we'll wrap this episode and we'll be back with one more episode next week, as I mentioned before. And you can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at gadgets360.com. Send us your questions, comments and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. Yes, we still believe in email feedback. And finally, if you use any podcast app of your choice, such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts or any other app, please rate this show, review it and subscribe to it. These things, they help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening.